to another EbizQ podcast.
Hello, EbizQ listeners. This is Jessica Ann Mulla, managing editor of EbizQ. Today, I'm in Los Angeles, and I'm at the 2010 Empower Conference from the Laserfish Institute. I have today with me Stephen T. Eyrick, who's the chief probation officer for LaPorte County in Indiana. Thanks for joining me today, Stephen.
You're welcome.
So congratulations on your award. You won the 2009 Run Smarter Award for Justice Systems Courts.
Thank you very much.
And I want to ask you a few questions today. The first, please just give me a little background of LaPorte County for those of us who aren't familiar with it.
LaPorte County is in northwest Indiana. It's a population of, I believe, around 120,000, 140,000 people. It's divided by two different cities, two major population bases in the county. One is LaPorte, and one is Michigan City, and I work for a court in Michigan City. It's more of an urban environment than LaPorte. Our population in Michigan City is about 35,000, and the court that I work for is based solely in Michigan City and deals with offenders in Michigan City. LaPorte County is about halfway between Chicago and South Bend.
Hey, thanks. Now, can you tell me, you spoke to me a little earlier about the economy. Obviously, it's pretty bad throughout the nation, but also you said there's limited funds in LaPorte. And can you tell me how Laserfish technology has helped, implementing it has helped benefit the local economy?
Well, as far as the county government's concerned, we are, like most every other government and every entity, struggling financially. And our county commission and council, the people who determine policy as well as where the money goes, had a department head meeting, and they were trying to figure out ways to cut back money because they felt that we were going to be substantially in the red this year. They were suggesting that we turn off lights just to save money. They were talking about furloughs and a variety of things. Fortunately, as it turns out, the money was there and we are in the black this year. But what we've done with Laserfish is we've been able to reduce the amount of paper. When a person is placed on probation, the file that we have received is usually a copy of a copy. And then we historically have made a copy of that copy. So you have some cases that are, 10 or 12 pages long, but some pages are hundreds of pages, or some cases are hundreds of pages long. So consequently, we figured the average file contains 82 pages.
Wow.
So by having to copy that entire document, and then if somebody else wanted to look at it, they'd make a copy of that copy. So it was a huge waste of money and trying to find files that were buried in a storage room in the basement as far away from our office as possible. That's where it was stored. So we started scanning all of our files in and are able to therefore immediately access those files. And multiple people at the same time can access those files. And I am at this point paperless. My files are now completely scanned in. Any kind of mail comes in, any kind of letters I send out are being saved in a digital format and automatically dropped into Laserfish. So by doing that, and it may not seem like a huge amount, but when you look at the total volume that we've been dealing with and the amount of paper that we've consumed, by using Laserfish, we've been able to really affect that and cut back on the amount of paper we've gone through. The program, Laserfish, and all the hardware that goes with it has been purchased through use of probation fees. People who are placed on probation have to pay money to be on probation. And that money is to be used for supplementing probation services. We've been able to utilize those funds, therefore saving tax dollars.
That's terrific.
Yeah, so they're not having to buy copiers, scanners, PCs. We've been able to do that through funds generated by offenders and saving the taxpayers thousands and thousands of dollars there.
It's a very good story. Now, is there anything else you'd like to mention about attending the conference this year?
I am really impressed with the conference. I've not been to a conference like this before. It makes me realize the dynamics, the flexibility, the scalability of the program. Right now, I like to consider ourselves as toddlers because we're just learning to walk with it. But by attending the conference, I've been able to learn so much on how much more it can do for us and how many more directions we can go with it. Obviously, it's got to be a slow process, one step at a time. But I've really gained a lot just by learning what it can do, and how other practitioners are using it. I think that will benefit me greatly.
Right, I'm sure it's been good to see how those who are past the toddler stage have been benefiting from it too.
Absolutely, absolutely. And just sitting next to some of the people at some of these sessions, just doing anecdotal conversations with them, I've learned a great deal. So it's a great experience. I am very, very glad that I came.
Well, that's great to hear. And thank you very much for joining me today, Stephen. I appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you so much.
This has been an EbizQ podcast.